somebody joining us now on the America's Radio Newsline. Lori, I know you know him well, Newt Gingrich.
That's
former,
right.
Former Speaker of the House of Representatives and is now seeking the Republican nomination for president in 2012. Newt Gingrich, sir, welcome back to America's Radio News.
Well, listen, I think this is an extraordinary time for us to be talking, and I'm delighted to be with you, and I think every American has a lot riding on whether or not trying to get jobs created and trying to turn this economy around can become real.
Well, Mr. Speaker, it's the reason why we had you on the air today, because of this whole back and forth with going on between the White House and the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. In case folks don't know, there was the president wanted to come out with his jobs numbers, his jobs proposal, rather, on a joint session of Congress on the 7th of September. It conflicts with the GOP debate, which you will be a part of, Mr. Speaker. And then they had this back and forth, and ultimately the White House caved. But by my read, it seems like both parties here behaved kind of childishly, at least if you look at the analysts. You know, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, refusing the president's request, and then, of course, the president with his timing here. So what's your take?
Well, we have to, first of all, you know, I don't blame Boehner at all. As a former Speaker of the House, I can tell you that we live under a constitution which has the rule of law. The president's not a king. He can't just call and say, I'm coming, open up. The fact is that in order to have a joint session, you have to have a joint resolution. To have a joint resolution, both the House and the Senate have to agree. In order to do that, you've got to pass a bill in the House, a resolution in the House, send it to the Senate. The Senate has to then take it up and agree to it. When they've both agreed to it, the Speaker issues the invitation. At that point, the Secret Service has to come in, and it usually takes 2 to 3 hours to sweep the building for the Secret Service to be able to declare the president can come up to give the address. Now, the House wasn't coming back in until 6 o'clock Wednesday evening, so it was physically impossible to do what the president asked. And frankly, if anybody on the president's staff had had any level of professionals, they would have understood, and they would have picked up the phone, they would have called Boehner or his staff, and they would have said, okay, what's the circumstance? Can we do this? I mean, is that straightforward?
Well, isn't it possible that the president was just thinking, okay, as soon as Congress gets back into session, I want to get busy and get this speech going, and that it truly was a coincidence? You know, if they certainly could have taken the day to sweep the room and made it happen if they wanted to. Wouldn't it have been possible to that it was a coincidence that the president just wanted to get this thing going? I mean, and really, go ahead.
Let me put it this way. If you announce this afternoon publicly that you're thrilled that you're going to your cousin's house for dinner tomorrow night, and you haven't yet called your cousin, it doesn't strike me it's a very good beginning to the relationship. Mm-hmm. And all I'll suggest to you is, if the president is serious as opposed to political and wants to get something done in this Congress, then he's going to have to find a way to work with Boehner and work with McConnell. And from what I've seen so far and talking to people on background, none of that's happening. I mean, I'm really surprised that during the two-week vacation that the president didn't pick up the phone and call Boehner and say, what do you think we could get done in September for the good of the country? How can we work together? And yet that's explicitly not what's happening. I mean, this is all, you know, I saw an email because I signed up to get Obama's emails. And so I got an email from him entitled Frustrated. I read her frustrating, and I read it, and Michelle Selesky, who works with us, sent me a note, and she said, you know, think about how frustrated the 14 million unemployed Americans are, and think about how frustrated the 11 million Americans who are only working part-time or have dropped out of the workforce are. You know, for this president to be frustrated is a sign of just how little he's in touch with the rest of America.
Well, you know, according to the president's spokesman, he said that they consulted with the speaker about the date before the letter was released, and that the president, of course, says he's focused on the urgent need to create jobs, and he wanted to do this as soon as Congress got back into session, and then they just changed the date. So shouldn't we all just be talking about, well, how the two sides can come together and try to find some way to create jobs?
Right, but I'll just make 2 points. It wasn't hard for somebody on the White House staff. This isn't just the president. Nobody on the White House staff called to check and see if it was doable. I mean, before you, if you really want to work together, before you issue the press release, you have some kind of conversation. I mean, this is why to demonstrate an effective leader, and I say this as a speaker who worked with a Democratic president, I say it as a House member who worked with Ronald Reagan, who was very effective, and who had to work with Tip O'Neill, who was a Democrat. You've got to have some level of human relationship, and you've got to use the telephone more than you use the press release. And what we're seeing is an absolute failure of leadership. Because remember, the goal here is not to give a speech. The goal is to get something done to put the country back to work.
And Mr. Speaker, on that vein, what do you think about what we're going to hear from the president from what you've learned so far?
Well, I think that the president has a very large problem in that he essentially believes in class warfare, and he essentially believes in bureaucratic socialism, and that's an honest belief on his part. The problem he has is that it doesn't work and that it kills jobs and it puts people on food stamps. I don't see any evidence yet of the president being willing to give up any of those core beliefs and try to figure out how to create an economy. We know from history that Ronald Reagan began a recovery that accelerated dramatically, and that the Reagan recovery applied to the current economy would be worth about 25 million jobs over the next 7 years.
Well, everybody's been pretty critical of the president, too, Mr. Speaker, but I haven't seen any plans roll out yet from the Republican side yet as far as, the Republicans did.
I put out a plan months ago. ABC News just wrote another article this morning, and people can find it at my first name, newt.org, which is my website. But ABC again reported on this morning, pointed out that I came out months ago with a plan that included very specific tax policy, very specific regulatory change, including the repeal of Dodd-Frank and the repeal of Sarbanes-Oxley.
Okay.
A very specific American energy plan.
Well, maybe,
so I'm perfectly happy to lay out step by step what we ought to be doing.
Well, maybe you weren't supposed to roll out your jobs plan so soon, Mr. Speaker. It's kind of like wearing white. You have to do it after Labor Day. Or you can't do it after Labor Day. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. We're going to have a town hall meeting in Manchester at the College of New England.
Right.
And we're going to ask everybody to watch the president's speech Thursday, and then we're going to ask them to react to whether or not his plans are big enough and whether or not they think they'll work. So we're going to have a very real rapid response to what we're doing on Thursday.
All right.
And you'll have a chance to see it. And then on Friday morning, I'm going to speak to the Exit Politics Breakfast in Manchester, and I'm going to outline my response to the president's speech.
All right,
we'll look forward to that.
Absolutely. Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, running for the GOP nomination. Sir, thanks for carving out some time for us here today on America's Radio News.